Amen. Hope College, you can be seated in the presence of the Lord. How's everybody doing? All right, y'all a little pumped up because it's Friday. I feel you. So I have one quick announcement. Men's night out. Raise your hand if you're a male Hope student. All right, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to your buddies. Men's night out is next Friday, September 22nd. Meet at the Keppel House at 7 o'clock. We would really like for you to bring $5, okay? We'd really like for you to bring $5. But if you can't, that's fine. Show up. We'd love to have you. Men's night out is basically, it's a time for guys to get together, talk about Jesus, play some games, hear some testimonies from folks who have done this walk with Christ for a little while and can give you some wisdom. All right? Amen? Men, you feel me? All right. So that's men's night out. So I have the distinct privilege this morning of welcoming Renata Ellis to be our speaker for today. She is my wife of 10 years. And I just have to say, I love a lot of people. I love you guys, but there's no one else that I love more than my wife. And so I'm grateful that she's accepted this invitation to be here today. Y'all pray for her. And Renata Ellis.
Good morning, Hope College. It is a privilege to be here with you this morning. And even though I am an extrovert, speaking in front of 1,100 plus people is not my sweet spot. I'd rather have coffee, or better yet, ice cream, if anyone knows me, with a small group of people or one-on-one. But I am thankful for this moment where God has allowed me, despite my being uncomfortable, to share a glimpse of my life with you and to hopefully encourage you to either continue on your Christian journey, or maybe this is the day where you decide to make Jesus your personal savior, because there's nothing that compares to having a real relationship with Jesus Christ. So James and I moved here from Washington, D.C. last summer, and we joined Central Wesleyan Church. People in the house, amen. Which at the time had just happened to, in the process of launching a 12-step Christian-centered recovery program, simply Celebrate Recovery. This is a worldwide program. It didn't start here, but Central now has a program. And it's not for people who are solely battling addictions. When we think of recovery, we like to talk about addictions. Instead, it's an open, anonymous invitation to anyone who wants to be real about their stuff. And Celebrate Recovery defines that stuff as your hurts, your habits, or your hang-ups. And believe me, you can look to the left, look to the right, find a mirror. We all have them. The first step of Celebrate Recovery is rooted in Romans 7:18, where Paul writes these words, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it." This one verse of scripture reflects my own journey. I may want to do good, but I cannot do what's right in my own sinful nature. I need the power of Jesus Christ to wash me clean in his mercy and show me the way. I grew up in a Christian home and I accepted Christ as a young person, but slowly but surely, the messy twists and turns of my adult life, I started to have a false sense of my strengths. And I was searching for my identity in all the wrong places. Early on as a child, I learned that achievement and performance were directly connected with praise, acceptance, and popularity. So indirectly, that set the stage for me seeing God as a distant, authoritative figure who would only love me if I strive to be perfect. So as you can already pretty much guess, I quickly grew into a loudmouth overachiever who was extremely critical of myself and sadly of others. It was all a way of coping and hiding my own insecurities. My distorted fundamentalist view of God left me feeling absolutely empty. And eventually, I made the decision to divorce myself from church. I was tired of all the rules, the phony religious people, and feeling like I could never measure up. So my college and early professional years as a 20-something are best described as living a lie. Oh, I still went to church, sort of a fire insurance from hell policy, which I like to call it. I remained moderately involved in church activities, but my life revolved around pleasing myself and not pleasing God. I was consumed with working hard and playing hard, trying to make a name for myself. I compromised my standards, my expectations, to play the game of life as the world sees it. My separation from God and misplaced identity in grades, degrees, success at work, and nonstop socializing left me exhausted, unfulfilled, and giving more and more into my sinful desires. I was trapped in a cycle of unaddressed hurts, unhealthy habits, and a bunch of hang-ups and addictions. But I also felt like God could never forgive me. I couldn't turn back to him because I made this choice to turn away from him. But God is so good, and he continued to pursue me. At the time, I was a teacher, and one of my students, she invited me to come to a revival at her church. You can't say no to that, your student telling you to come to church. I don't remember the songs or even the message that evening, but I did feel the presence of God. And so in that moment, I was able to take off my mask and be real, and I cried out to God. And it wasn't one of those cute cries where you dabble at the side of your eye. It's one of those ugly cries, you know, your nose running. And I cried out, and some of it was just my tears, not really words. And I confessed my sins, my pain, my brokenness, and even my shame. But let me be clear, this was not a laying on hands moment of instant change, although I do believe God works like that in some times. However, my story has been a long, ongoing, bittersweet redemption story to realize that I'm not God, and I don't even do a good job playing him in my own reality show. And even though I'm really, I think I'm book smart, but even that comes from God. I'm a slow learner when it comes to learning the lessons that God wants me to learn. But I'm beginning to fully accept that I'm powerless to control my selfish, self-defeating tendencies. So I encourage you, I don't know what stage of life you're in, but please, please do not waste these college years chasing after false gods and relying on your short-sighted five-year plans. And God doesn't want just a weekly encounter with you at chapel. He doesn't want to be a long-distance friend or even a late-night hookup. You know what I mean. He doesn't want to be your emergency backup plan when everything else fails. He's pursuing an authentic relationship where he is your source of dependence and strength. So whatever you're trying to manage on your own, people-pleasing, procrastination, pornography, give it to God. God is bigger than your problems or my problems. And what's so wonderful, his love is greater than all our failures, anger, or doubt. So without confessing my sin and turning away from this life that was misaligned with what matters to God, I would have continued to remain a hot mess. But thankfully, I'm freely able to confess. And this is a saying from Celebrate Recovery. I'm a grateful, growing believer in Jesus, who is recovering with him, recovering from perfectionism, rejection from my parents, issues of pride and performance, and self-critical thoughts, especially as related to my body image and control. I know that I need Jesus, and I'm so glad to know that he has me. He never called me to be perfect. He never called you to be perfect, but he is calling us to be faithful and obedient. So with God's love and corrective guidance, I'm beginning to transform into a beautiful mess, a bold daughter of the King of Kings. And I accept that I'm unconditionally loved by God. And so I'm free to try and fail, accept my limitations, but dream big dreams in Him. Be grateful for the small things and embrace my imperfections, thighs and all. So if you want to start this journey of dealing with your hurts, your habits, and your hang-ups, please reach out to a chaplain and talk with them. They'd love to meet with you. But I also invite you to check out Celebrate Recovery on Monday nights at Central Wesleyan Church. It's past the Captain Sundays on 40th Street, if you didn't know. So please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, God, thank you for your love, a special kind of love that has a power to deliver us piece by piece from whatever traps us from believing the enemy's lies that we can live without you. By your Holy Spirit, empower us to leave this place with a new dedication to accepting your truth. Go in peace.